Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday the 29th, and the month of September is sneaking around the corner. The weather is fair, and here we are for another Pioneer Valley Radio excursion through Western Mass events, so thank you very much for joining me. We have $3 movies coming up. Finally, the raising of a downtown eyesore parking garage. Supplies of fuel for impending winter weather not where they should be. And Mark Auerbach has his Art Speed report. And the weather looks like a warm one today, partly sunny, a high of 88. Winds are 5 to 10 tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 66, the winds 5 to 10, and the UV index at 7, the humidity 58%. Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido are scheduled to be in the city today, where they will join Mayor Sarno for an announcement of the redevelopment of the Civic Center parking garage on Bruce Landon Way. The aging parking structure set to be demolished and replaced. Good. Years overdue. I used to park in that rusted-out monstrosity every day for over a decade, and Sullivan and I used to wonder on the air how the thing was even still standing. Well, the mayor sounds glad to see this thing gone and said this old and outdated garage will be taken down, and a new transformational five-story garage, which will be more conducive to the needs of the neighborhood and complement our surround downtown amenities and business establishments with over 800 parking spaces, will take its place. Again, good. Diesel and heating oil supplies in the Northeast are more than 50% below the recent average, raising concerns an extreme weather event could cause supply disruptions. Fuel supplies are lower than normal across the country. A lot of reasons why, including the war in the Ukraine, but it's the worst in the Northeast. Diesel fuel and heating oil, which comprise the distillate category, are some 63% below the five-year average in New England and 58% below the same average from Maryland to New York. This comes from a survey by the Department of Energy. Gasoline inventories are not as bad, but still at their lowest levels in nearly a decade along the East Coast. And while we're on the subject of fuel, the lowest price for a gallon of gas in Western Mass is $3.35 per gallon, and the most expensive, $4.13. If you're paying that, you're not looking around. Now, this compares to nearby areas, Connecticut $3.81 a gallon and Worcester $4.04 a gallon. National average price of gas decreasing last week, coming down to about $3.81 per gallon. National average down 39.8 cents per gallon from a month ago, standing at 69.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. For one day only, movie tickets will be just $3 in the vast majority of theaters. Yes, you heard me right. It's part of a newly launched National Cinema Day aimed at enticing moviegoers during a quiet spell at the box office. It will take place September 3rd in more than 3,000 theaters and on more than 30,000 screens. Labor Day weekend, traditionally one of the slowest weekends in theaters. Major chains, including AMC and Regal Cinemas, are participating, as well as South Hadley's Tower Theaters. Cinemark West Springfield showing the following films on Saturday. Spider-Man, No Way Home, Jaws, 1975, the original, Gigi and Nate, Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, The Invitation, Beast, Bullet Train, DC League of Super Pets, Top Gun Maverick, Thor, Love and Thunder, Minions, The Rise of Gru. Meanwhile, at Regal MGM Springfield, they're going to show Spider-Man No Way Home, The Invitation, 3,000 Years of Longing, Top Gun Maverick, Bullet Train, Minions, The Rise of Gru, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, the 40th anniversary by TCM, and Lifemark. AMC Theaters in Plainville are going to show the following movies on Saturday. The Invitation, Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, Top Gun Maverick. Well, when the news is too grim, we bring Mark Auerbach in. And here he is with some ideas for you on live entertainment. Mark?
There's a lot happening in the arts this week and in the weeks to come. First, the Mosso Brass Quintet performs a free concert Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the White Church in Blandford, Massachusetts. The performance includes classics and pops. The performance is sponsored by the Music Performance Trust Fund. Shakespeare & Company has announced the return of the Northeast Regional Tour of Shakespeare, sending touring productions of Shakespeare's plays, along with a variety of related workshops, into middle and high schools, colleges, and other venues across the Northeast and beyond. This year's production is a fully staged, 7-actor, 90-minute rendition of Romeo and Juliet, which will tour from February through May. For details, shakespeare.org. Art Week Berkshires turns Berkshire County into an arts festival, September 15th through the 25th, organized by the county's 5 cultural districts, Great Barrington, Lenox, North Adams, Pittsfield, and Williamstown, and Number 1 Berkshire. The festival showcases individual artists and groups that make Western Massachusetts' cultural economy sparkle. For details, berkshires.org/artweek-berkshires. Save the date because there are 2 great events coming our way. First, 42nd Street, the Lullaby of Broadway, tap dance musical extravaganza, plays Goodspeed Musicals September 16th through November 6th, with a book by Michael Stewart, music and lyrics by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. 42nd Street tells the fable of a chorus girl who goes on for an injured star to become Broadway's next sensation. Randy Skinner directs and choreographs such standards as Lullaby of Broadway, We're in the Money, Shuffle Off to Buffalo, and of course 42nd Street. Heading the cast is Broadway veteran Kate Baldwin, seen in recent years in Berkshire Theater Group's Bells Are Ringing, A Little Night Music, and Constellations, and Max von Essen from Broadway's An American in Paris and Anastasia. For details, goodspeed.org. And Pink Martini returns to the Mahawi on October 28th with singer China Forbes. Featuring a dozen musicians with songs in 25 languages, Pink Martini performs its multilingual repertoire around the globe. They made their debut in Cannes in 1997. They've recorded 11 studio albums. Some of their soloists have included Massachusetts native Stone Large and Ari Shapiro, the host of NPR's All Things Considered. China Forbes performs with the ensemble in Great Barrington. For details, mahawi.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, listeners. You make Western Mass the interesting place to be. I shall return tomorrow to chew the bandwidth with you with our next new program, available Tuesday, day and night, on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again. Ciao.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.